Hey, beautiful humans, what is happening with you guys? Welcome to my podcast. It's KK, and welcome to another episode of It's KK. So today, I want to talk about relationships, give my little bit of advice on them, and then we'll start with romantic friendships, and then we'll end with friendship relationships, and then we'll end with family relationships. So it goes romantic, friendship, family. So, before we discuss all of those juicy, juicy things, I want to give my love and condolences to Kobe Bryant because we all know that he had passed away Sunday, and I just am gutted by the news, as I'm sure as all of you are. And I am just like still in shock. I still don't want to believe it. And my prayers and thoughts go to the whole family, the whole NBA organization, the whole Lakers organization. I pray for him and his daughter that died and the victims that died in the helicopter accident. I really just hope that all victims of the families can find some sort of peace, knowing that they're with God now and they've earned their angel wings. And I hope that they're flying around. And I hope Kobe and Gigi are playing basketball together up in heaven. And I hope they've have peace. And So I'm not gonna ramble on much further. I just wanted to give my condolences to them. I want to give my prayers to them. My thoughts and prayers are with all of you that are a Kobe fan, that or just sad as a parent that he lost his little girl too, that the mother lost a husband and a daughter, that the victims lost a mother, a daughter. It's crazy. And my thoughts are with the pilot as well. So, anyway, let's dive right into today's topic, which is relationships, all about relationships. I feel like I don't know too much about romantic relationships, but I'm still going to give advice anyway because I feel like I got a little bit of wisdom from my grandparents, my parents, and I feel like the more poetry I write, the more I can get the gist of a relationship. I know I got to be in a relationship, but I feel like I can give you guys a little bit of advice. So if you don't mind, I just want to give a little bit of advice. So my first piece of advice for a romantic relationship is that you have to have communication. And I feel like if you don't have communication, then there's nowhere for that relationship to go. I feel like also there's insecurities in a romantic relationship. There's two sorts of insecurities in the relationship. I feel like there's your personal insecurities, and then there's also the relationship insecurities. I feel like with your personal insecurities, you may be thinking like, am I not good enough for that person? Or I'm not pretty, or things of that nature. Or you may be thinking in the relationship insecurities, you may be thinking like, dang, how is this working? Are we vibing? Are you on the same page? That sort of thing. So I believe that there's two types of insecurities, the personal and the relationship insecurities. And I feel like you gotta talk those out as well. I mean, communication can go a long way, and it can really heal a relationship if it's broken. I feel like if it's broken, if a relationship is broken, I think communication and God has to step in because, like, you need. And I'm not sitting here preaching to you guys. I just want you guys to know that I'm not preaching to you guys. I'm just telling you guys my thoughts. But I feel like God can really help a relationship as well, and it can help steer you in the right direction. I also think communication can help steer you in the right direction as well. Believe in whatever higher power you believe in. I just believe in God. I feel like if I find a godly relationship, then I'm going to cherish our relationship and we're going to communicate. I'm not in a relationship. Public service announcement. I am not in a relationship. I'm just saying some of the things I would do if I was in a relationship. But yeah, I think if you talk it out work it out and you include God in it, I think it can go a long way and it can really flourish to be something beautiful. So I think also talking about romantic relationships, the last piece of advice I would give in a romantic relationship is to honestly be aware of the other person's feelings. Because like when you're single, you just worry about your own feelings. But I feel like you have to take on that other person's feelings and insecurities and their thoughts. Because I feel like that could go a long way to show them that you appreciate them and you love them because you're listening to their actual thoughts. I think that's something that I would want to do as a girlfriend. And I feel like that's what I would want as a man, you know, like allow me to vent and allow me to talk, you know. So I feel like that's important to hear one another in a relationship. Okay, I got one more piece of advice, and then I'm done with the romantic relationships. But I feel like in relationships, you can sometimes be misled to something. What I mean by that is like you gotta find a common ground between each other. Yes, communication, but like a common ground. I feel like if you don't have a common ground, then there's nothing to build off of. Like, you just can become lost in the own relationship. I feel like you gotta know yourself as well. Like, if you have a common sense of yourself, then good for you. I feel like before you dive into that relationship, you have to have some common sense of yourself. You don't have to fully know yourself, but just know what you want out of the relationship. Okay. That's my final thoughts on romantic relationships. Let's move on to friendship relationships. I only got a few tips for that. But my first tip or advice, piece of advice would be like communicate, you know. I feel like in any relationship, communicate your thoughts, your feelings, because that really helps you out. If you don't communicate those thoughts and those feelings, that relationship cannot go anywhere. I'm telling you guys. I feel like also in a friendship, I feel like you should just, when somebody tells you their deepest, darkest secrets, you keep those deepest, darkest secrets. I'm sorry, it's 4:07 a.m. and I'm trying to record this for you guys. I cannot speak. But I didn't want to let you guys down on a podcast episode. So I feel like with that being said, you want to let that friend know that they can trust you with any secret that they have. You don't want to go out and tell Suzanne or Mikey or Elizabeth their darkest secrets. You don't want to go ahead and tell Melissa's darkest secrets. You know? You don't want to do that. You know? So be a loyal friend foremost. Also, in a friend relationship advice, try to have a small group of friends. I feel like it's too chaotic when you have 50 friends. I feel like a small circle is good enough. Like, I got my small circle of girls that I love and I adore. Shout out to Kristen, Melissa, or AKA Missy, Megan, and Shahir. My little group of girls that I really, really love and adore. Like, genuinely. We don't talk every day, but I genuinely care about them. And I genuinely, like, if something would happen to them, I would literally bawl my eyes out. Seriously. I feel like being a friend, a loyal friend, can go a long way. You know? I feel like having, like, little girl days, too. If you are the type of person that are friends with guys and girls, I feel like having a little girls' day is good if you're that type of friend. I don't have many guy friends, to be quite honest. I have more like girl friends that are friends. So Yeah, I mean, having a little girls' day is just probably what you need, because that way you guys can vibe and talk and things of that nature. So, we're going into family relationships. So, my family relationships advice, I have a lot to give because I'm not going to talk about it too much. I'm going to give like three tips of advice, and then I'm going to close this thing out because I don't want it to be too long. So, my first piece of advice for family relationships is, if there's something broken between that partner, between that relationship, whether that's your mom, whether that's your dad, whether that's your uncle, whether that's your cousin, whether that whoever the case may be, work out that relationship because life is way too short. I feel like also, if you have a problem with that family member, address that problem and accept the consequences. Even though that you may feel like there isn't no consequences, just like accept them because, like I said, life is too short to just be bickering about dumb stuff, about what Susie said 20 years ago. Just fix it, amend that relationship. I also, between a mom and a daughter, I want to give this piece of advice. I want to just say, like, my mom and I are best friends. We're best of friends. But she's my mother first, So I feel like as a mother, well, I'm not a mother, but as from her perspective, because I could see different perspectives, but I feel like from her perspective, it's like mother first and daughter first, and then that friendship can come in as long as there's nothing troubling in that relationship, in that mother and daughter relationship. I feel like you can have that friendship between mother and daughter. I feel like there's a lot of scenarios I could go over. Maybe I'll make a part two to this because I really love talking about this stuff. So maybe I'll make a part two. My third and final piece of advice of family relationships is that try to get together as often as you can, mingle together, cherish that person, and things of that nature. I truly love every single one of my family members, and I hope they know that from the bottom of my heart. I also cherish every single one of my friends. I really, really do. I really, really, really love you guys to death. I really would take for anyone, for my family, I would take a bullet for you guys. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. I wanted to put an episode up, and I didn't. So, yes, I post. If you guys want to know, I post every Wednesday and Friday. So stay tuned for the next episode. I'm going to be doing a part two on just family relationships because there's so many scenarios that I want to talk about. So that's what I'll be doing for you guys Friday. So if you're into this kind of stuff and relationship type stuff as a whole, then come back Friday. We can talk more about it Friday. No, wait. Maybe I'll hold off on the part two because I have something really exciting planned if this person agrees to do it. So make sure to love who you are, and maybe part two next week. We'll see. So I'm not going to make no promises, but make sure to love who you are. And like I said, my thoughts and prayers go out to the Kobe Bryant family and the Lakers and the NBA organization. Rest in peace, Kobe and G. And until next time, just love who you are, love your family members, hold them tight, cherish your loved ones, cherish your friends, and enjoy your life because you only got one life to live. And I'll see you guys Friday. Peace!